When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. For today's Monday mini, right out of the gate, just want to say, maybe listen to this one before letting your kids listen.
This one may be a little personal as well as explicit.
Not too explicit, but yes. Want to put that warning there because today we're talking about horniness and particularly quarantine horniness and some personal experiences with it. Because, yeah, several outlets have been reporting on an increase in horniness during this quarantine and why that might be. And there's actually some science, and we're going to get into that in a little bit.
Right. So I know you and I were talking about the Steve Carell episode in which they were talking about there's more need for porn and such.
Right.
So if you haven't seen that clip, it's pretty funny. But first, as per usual, let's talk about definitions.
Yes.
So from dictionary.com, horniness is one, being sexually aroused, or provoking or intended to provoke sexual arousal, or sexually eager or lustful.
Lustful. Pornhub has seen an 18% increase in traffic since the pandemic has shut us down. Also, there's already coronavirus porn, which I expressed I was shocked at to Samantha, and she said, well, of course there is.
Automatically. If anybody in any kind of outlet would be the most relevant and on top of it, it would be the porn industry.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, interesting.
Just saying.
OnlyFans, which is sort of a cam performer website, reported a 75% increase over a month period. And some performers have experienced such success, they were able to pay off their debts already. And the sales of sex toys has gone up 30% at some sites. Searches for homemade sex toys have skyrocketed.
Wait. Homemade sex toys?
Yeah, so it's mostly people are using condoms over things like a cucumber.
Okay, so they're taking the trope of vegetables turning into phallic subjects.
Yeah, but I did see one for... I haven't been searching this. No. I read in one of the articles for this episode, the expert said, "Is if you're going to use an electric toothbrush, put a condom on it in case something breaks. So you can just pull it out that way."
I guess in times of need.
So not just vegetables, other things too. Quarantine Gone Wild on Reddit has popped up, and there are ads for Quarantine Bay on Craigslist. I went on a rabbit hole reading some of those. Some experts are calling this quarantine cuffing season.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. And we have seen arguments about sex toys not being essential items, or maybe some people argue that they are, depending on the sex toy. So there's that whole conversation. A lot of sex workers, strippers, drag performers are moving to online content too. I also saw there was a drive-through strip club opening somewhere this week. So there's that. And then, of course, as we've mentioned already, a lot of reaching out to exes, sliding into those DMs. And I surveyed my friends about this last night, and pretty much every one of them had a story about that. So right. That's happening too.
My only DM, honestly, though, has been one that's super sad, super, super sad dude who talked about losing their significant other. Just, you know, that was one. And then the other one was when I was playing my phone games, being reached out to that way. And I was like, what is this? So maybe I'm just one of those that's not a part of the DM crew.
I mean...
And you talked about all the DMs that you've been getting.
Dude. I have seen a massive increase in DMs, but also random emails, like cold call emails, almost.
I guess it's a new form of new job.
Yeah. I have been posting more, though, so I don't know how much of it is just that. I've seen it increase.
That's going to be a whole other research data right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, speaking of data... Their data points to an increase in online sexual activities and at any time of the day and in any day of the week. Yes, because time does not exist during quarantine life, obviously. And surveys suggest that actually there are a lot of people operating on both ends of the spectrum. Some people are feeling like they don't want to have sex at all during this because of all of the stress and the trauma, obviously.
I think that probably the reason we're hearing so much about quarantine horniness is because it's a better headline than people are too sad to be horny.
Right, right.
And, you know, it is interesting to see the ways that, like a drive-through strip club, that we're trying to have some normalcy in our horny habits. So I think that's a piece of it. Also, for a lot of single people, you can't safely have sex right now. Going back to New York City's health directive, which we talked about a couple of minis ago, it suggested, quote, video dates, sexting, or chat rooms, as opposed to meeting in person for sex. And that's something else I read in a lot of articles, is people are feeling much more willing to be adventurous, especially in these online spaces, that they wouldn't have felt before this. But now it's sort of like, hey, who cares? I'm stressed. Let's try this.
I mean, might as well.
I have felt the urge to take sexy pictures, which I never really felt before.
What would sexy pictures be for you?
Like sexy pictures. Are you trying to imply it's like me in a Star Wars outfit?
Is I'm just asking. Is it like a... sexed up version of, you know, Luke Skywalker? Maybe the jacket without a shirt or something?
Samantha, you don't have to... I don't need to give specifics on my sexy
pictures. I feel like you put it out there, so I just wanted to know.
I say as my Luke Skywalker costume is winding. I guess, yeah, maybe I should. That's,
Theme it. That's
cosplay,
right up your alley.
Like sexy cosplay.
Yeah,
totally. In that case, I take sexy pictures all the time.
Sure. All right. So here are some main theories about why this is happening. One, there's more downtime. As we know, we are definitely in our house by ourselves or with one or two other people just chilling. And then again, like I said, more time with your partner. And so that makes just sense.
Absolutely. It totally makes sense. And then... fear of death.
God.
Yeah. So there's something called the terror management theory, or TMT. When faced with our own mortality, we try different coping mechanisms and strategies, which might include new ways of sexual expression, like sending nudes. Some studies have found a link between fear and arousal. They do involve similar physical responses. It's called excitation transfer.
Or maybe we just miss physical contact.
Yeah.
And I mean,
it could just be that
physical contact with another human being if you're isolated alone. So, you know, those moments of when you've been alone too much and you start rubbing on yourself a little too much. And when I say that, I mean like on your arms, hugging yourself.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
Well, I've definitely seen the joke of porn is now just like handshaking.
That's the new porn. Again, that's a Steve Carell. Just a nice, friendly tap on the shoulder. That's the new porn. But of course, part of the problem and part of the conversations that we had when we talk about horniness and women is the female shame of masturbation and sexuality in itself. So we've talked before about the shame and female pressure about masturbation.
And I do think that this has normalized it a little, this quarantine. Or at least I've seen a lot more public discussions acknowledging that women do in fact masturbate and do in fact like it. And so here's my TMI section, but I did want to share it because I'm actually very proud. So a lot of people ask if I, as an asexual person, masturbate. And probably, I've never been asked this, but probably do you get horny? And the answer is yes and yes. Regularly. Not with, so much with the horniness, but with masturbation, yes. And I've said before, I did not know that women could masturbate. That's how much shame is around it and how little we talk about it until I was in college. And somebody, it was actually when I was about to move to China and I was texting with my friend who lived there and she said, what do you recommend I bring from the States? And she said, a vibrator.
Right. Yes.
And then that got me thinking and that changed my whole life. Okay. I don't fantasize, really. That's another thing. Unless it's a fictional character, and even that's very rare. Not the celebrity that plays them. That's too real. The fictional character. And it's very easy for me to orgasm. I've actually gotten off twice by thoughts alone.
Interesting.
And have had a one foodgasm in my life. I usually stick to clitoral orgasm because of past trauma, and I've heard a lot of women do that. That was a recent discovery for me, actually, and it made me feel better, even though I shouldn't have cared in the first place, but it did. And the other day, I couldn't concentrate. It's the middle of the afternoon, and I thought, well, let's try masturbating because it clears your head up. And I wasn't, like, horny. Oh, I was tired. I had the best orgasm of my life. Of my life.
I got a text.
I texted many people about it. I soaked through my shirt with sweat. It lasted for 40 minutes. 40 minutes. My body was sore. My neighbors definitely heard me. And I felt like I was high afterwards, like I was floating. And it could have kept going. Like I had to make the choice to stop because I had work to do and I hadn't scheduled a 40-minute session in my day. And now I'm mad. I wish I had just pushed the limits and see how far I could have gone and said, you know what, Samantha, we're going to have to push our recording.
I would have been okay with that.
It was nuts. I've never had anything like that before. I hope it happens again one day. It was almost frightening, like the level of pleasure and just total loss of control. But I was very impressed with my stamina. I tried to recreate it a couple of days later. Like I had the same drinks. I did it the same time. Like I, you know.
Right.
Didn't happen.
You can't always get it that way. I am definitely jealous. Like I don't know if I've ever been that level. Like, don't get me wrong, I've had some really good times and what all of that. But a 40-minute stretch, I'm not going to lie. It also sounds exhausting.
It was very exhausting. Oh, my God. Afterwards, my whole body was just melting.
But that is damn impressive. And I was very proud of you. I think the first question was, did you use your toy? Which you had just gotten the nice one, right?
Right before, when I heard rumors we were going to be shutting down, I pulled the trigger and bought a fancy.
A really fancy, nice one, right?
Yeah.
But also, I don't quite understand foodgasm. What is that?
Oh, you've never heard of foodgasm?
I've heard of it, but I didn't think this was a literal thing. I thought it was just like a descriptive. Obviously, it was so great, but an actual literal occurrence?
Oh, yeah. I remember it well. I was in New York City for the first time, and I was at a Italian restaurant, and it was a shrimp pasta, and it wasn't that great.
But
something happened. And I was in public and it was very, very embarrassing. I had to go to the bathroom.
Wow. So, because again, I've never had that.
Yeah.
As an actual thing. Don't get me wrong. I love food and I love food so much that I will trip. Like I will plan trips around what I'm going to eat or days and time frames. Like today, I was already planning both lunch and dinner for today. And typically at the beginning of the day, I will go like that. Mm-hmm. My 35th birthday, we went to New Orleans and it was just based on food mm-hmm. more than anything
else. Yeah.
But to actually have an orgasm due to food has never, ever actually happened to me. And I'm very jealous, again, of that level.
Yeah. And I was on a date. It was pretty...
awkward.
I actually didn't know it was a date, but I really should have. Even for me, that was poor. I did not pick up those signals. But only the one time has that happened to me. But
Yeah. I mean, obviously... that's impressive all around, no matter what timing, what is happening in the world. But yeah, I think right now, one of the things that we can all say is we are deprived a little bit of just human touch.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the things that we took for granted way back when.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that also does drive to a sexual need that we sometimes cannot get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And definitely can't get if we're all by ourselves.
Right. Right. And I don't know if quarantine had anything to do with my experience. But I will say I surveyed my friends last night. We're very open with each other. If they were experiencing horniness, and it was half and half. Two of them were, and the other two felt completely the opposite.
Right. Yeah. And I think for myself, at the beginning, I was like, let's do this. And now I'm just like, I'm just tired. I want this to be over.
Yeah. I do catch myself staring longingly out the window quite frequently.
A part of that is to me too is like I am reaching 40, and though I'm not quite to the stage of menopause, but you know, I'm thinking, where's my body going? How is my body turning? What is, because you know, like I think mid-30s, early 30s, like the beginning of sexual awakening for a lot mm-hmm. of women. And believe me, I was there. As that I'm hitting 40, I'm still quite kind of, you know, I'm still definitely on the norm. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm definitely tired too.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah, that's why I was so shocked, because I was so tired. But hey.
Sometimes that's the best way to go.
Sometimes, apparently. So now you know way too much about me, listeners. You are welcome. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I love it. You do you. Enjoy it.
I was so proud of it.
I am proud of you. Again, jealous and proud.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's all we have to say today about quarantine horniness. Maybe we'll revisit it later as time goes on. We would love to hear what topics we should cover for the next Monday Mini. You can email those suggestions to us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producers, JJ Posway and Andrew Howard.
Thank y'all.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.